it's Mike Bob. Welcome to The Point. Haven is back on Sci-Fi with a new season that's a little strange to begin with. Actress Lucas Brand explains to us what's on the way for your favorite characters, plus big winners in Baltimore.
Haven is back on Sci-Fi after the events at end
of
season
3.
Nathan, played by Lucas Brand, seems to be at the forefront of where things are going to be going this season.
Those previous events have left Nathan to be a changed person. Dejected, alone, and a lot less confident. I asked Lucas Brand what it was like playing this version of his familiar character.
Yeah, well, that was a really cool turn for me. I mean, you know, as you said, Nathan's always been maybe a little bit too sure of himself. I mean, he's always got doubts, but he had this kind of blind trust in himself and Audrey, and that, as you saw at the end of season 3, led to a disastrous outcome. So now, getting to explore that, you know, ruined side of him was a lot of fun. And then continuing throughout season 4, he has a new mission, but it is, as he said, a lot darker, and that was
so as season 4 comes together, does he have a favorite moment so far?
Well, there are a bunch of great bits coming up that I can't tell you anything about, but I'm sure fans will probably be pretty into what develops midway through the season. Specifically for me, I guess a couple episodes ago, I got to play a wildly different version of Nathan. Something happens in town that how do I put this, that shakes up everyone's reality. So yes, I got to explore a very different side of him, which was a blast. It's a much less reserved and much more effusive side of Nathan that I certainly didn't see coming.
As the fourth season begins, a lot of fans wonder whether or not these will be standalone episodes or there'll be a theme that runs through the entire season. Lucas couldn't say a lot, but he did say...
They're both. I guess it's similar to the third season in that there is an ongoing storyline throughout this whole season. That being said, I think that the episodes, in many ways, they do... And they, you know, there is a case tweak that we need to deal with. But some of them are tied in over multiple episodes this season. It seems like our finale. I don't know the finale yet, but it's the second last episode, which I just read for the first time, is a sort of continuous thing. So that looks like it'll be a sort of two-part story. But yeah, there are a couple big themes running through this whole season that I think will reward viewers that are tuning in and waiting for the next one, you know.
New co-stars this season include Kate Kelton and Colin Ferguson. What was it like working with them?
Kate is great, and she you've seen that one already, so you know her role in the story is something quite different this season, and my relationship, Nathan's relationship with Jordan is about face from last season. So that was fun to play, to have that, you know, animosity, I guess, this season, having had the history that we have from season 3. And Colin is fantastic. I have worked with him this year, and not as more so in the second half of the season. And his character is, of course, I can't, once again, I've given you this vague answer, I can't really tell you anything, but his character is very, he brings up a lot of emotions in Nathan, let's just say that. And Colin is such a, you know, is a charming guy. and the character that he plays is such a has real well, I can't really say that either, can I? Oh man, how do you even answer any of these questions? He's a whole new dynamic, I guess, that he brought to the show, and you know, it's a blast to work with because he's got a real great sense of humor, and he's a total pro.
So as a new run of episodes get underway, how has the primary theme of the season changed from last year?
In many ways, this season, the danger has been raised again, and I think our heroes of the show, for lack of a better word, are wrestling with, each of us wrestling with how little we understand and how maybe how ill-equipped we are to deal with them. I think in the past we had some things have often, you know, going badly, but there was maybe some faith that we would somehow be able to deal with it. Not that we've lost all faith now, but I think this season all of us have been shown that that this thing is maybe so much huger than anyone could have guessed, and so I think we're sort of adrift in a lot of dangerous possibilities this season. So maybe the theme is about questioning ourselves, but it doesn't really sound like that's a departure from the show, does it? Because I guess questions have been the central theme since the beginning.
Catch new episodes of Haven on Sci-Fi every Friday right after SmackDown, and see more at sci-fi.com. Hey, here we go with the latest in pop culture. Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples' saga continues to rack up the accolades, this time picking up 6 Harvey Awards a few nights ago in Baltimore. That included Best New Series and, of course, Best Coloring for Fiona, Best Writer for Brian, and Best Single Issue, Saga Number 1. Among the other Harvey winners, Darwin Cook's The Score won for Best Graphic Album. Longtime DC writer Mark Andraco has been chosen to take over the Batwoman title, and that title left a vacant last week after the departure of J.H. Williams III due to some changes DC wanted to make in upcoming storylines. Andraco, who, by the way, is openly gay, will take over the title and change the direction, starting with Batwoman number 25. No real way to deny the facts. Comics and graphic novel sales were down in stores in August. But again, it's when you compare them year to year that the problem is, because August of 2012 was another one of those 5-week ship months. And no matter, it's still been a good year in the stores so far in 2013. We'll run down the entire list of what sold and how it all plays down coming up. After buzzing around the genre for almost a year, Alec Baldwin has finally landed a talk show. It'll be on Fridays on MSNBC, and it's going to be called Up Late with Alec Baldwin. The show will have him taking on current events and pop culture as well. The show debuts on MSNBC in October. It's official. Bruno Mars joins the ranks of Madonna and Mick Jagger and gets the gig at the halftime show at the upcoming Super Bowl in 2014. Mars is no small potatoes. He's right now touring the U.S. and considered to be one of the best concert acts on the road, and he sold well over 115 million CDs. More than likely based on the success of the television series, in December, DC will release a monthly digital-based comic based on Teen Titans Go. The stories will later turn up in a print edition to be released sometime early in 2014. There are rumors that keep growing stronger just about every day, and that involves actress Katie Sackhoff and Marvel's Captain Marvel character. In a recent podcast online, Katie hinted that she might be in negotiations with the folks at Disney for some upcoming role early in the new year. From there, speculation began, and I can see you're nodding your head as well, too. Look for some sort of confirmation or denial sometime over the next few weeks. The Point Radio. An interesting stack of numbers when it came down to comic sales in the stores during the month of August. Marvel took back their market share lead from DC, this time handing them a 3% defeat. Marvel came in at 33.7% of dollar sales. DC slipped down to 30.16 for the month. By the way, in case you're keeping track, the other publishers come in at number 3 with Image, number 4 from IDW, Dark Horse at 5, and then Dynamite and Boom Studios round out the top 7. And again, when you look at the comparison between August this year and last in stores, comic sales took a well over 10% dip in August. However, again, keep in mind, August 2012 was a 5-week ship month. All that being said, here's your top 10 best-selling comics in stores for the month of August. Starts at number 10 with Marvel's All-New X-Men number 15. Number 9 is Avengers number 18. Superior Spider-Man 16 came in at number 8. And Superior Spider-Man 15 came in at number 7. DC comes along with Batman Superman number 3 at number 6. And then Justice League of America number 7 in the 5th spot. Number 4 best-selling book, Justice League number 23. Batman number 23 came in at the 3rd spot. Number 2, Superman Unchained, number 3, and the best-selling book of the month, Jonathan Hickman's Infinity number 1 from Marvel. The Point. That's a wrap for today. We're back in just a few, and we continue our look at the new TV season with the premiere of Sleepy Hollow and what it could mean to fans of Once Upon a Time and even Grimm. In the meantime, keep up on pop culture at Get the Point Radio. We broadcast 24/7 with some of the greatest programs you'll ever hear. And some of the coolest people, too. Listen right now at GetThePointRadio.com or on your iPhone or your iPad with the free app in the iTunes App Store under Pop Culture and The Point, or on your Android or BlackBerry with TuneIn, which is another free app. You can follow us on social media under The Point Radio, and then head back to websites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com, and we'll see you there in a few days. Get the Point.